Today is Tuesday, July 15th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Social Media Giving Day. It's National I Love Horses Day, National Give Something Away Day, National Pet Fire Safety Day, National Tapioca Pudding Day, and last but not least, National Gummy Worm Day. None of the food-ish items are of any interest to me. I don't like gummy things. I think it's a textural thing. Also, I tend to not just like sweet things. So candy is something that I don't really enjoy all that much. When I say candy, I'm talking about like Skittles, Now and Laters, or Now Laters as we used to call them. Do those even still exist? Starburst? Blah. It's just like taking a spoonful of sugar and putting it. It makes my teeth hurt. But I do like sweet stuff because I'm reminded all the time by my boyfriend who, in the Philippines, apparently they don't eat a lot of sweet stuff. And so he thinks all of my desserts are way too sweet. Because it's an American thing, our desserts are sweet. What you gonna do? And I don't know if I've ever had tapioca pudding. It may be good. Is it just like a vanilla flavored pudding that's made out of tapioca? Or it has tapioca in it? And those are those little pearls, aren't they? You know, that's a good question for Alice. Let's see, where's the... I'm trying to turn down the music a little bit more and I can't remember. I don't know if she's going to hear me, but let's just see. Hey, Alice, can you tell me what tapioca pudding is made out of?
Sure. Tapioca pudding is typically made from tapioca pearls, which come from the cassava root. The pudding usually includes milk or cream, sugar, and often eggs to give it a nice creamy texture. It's a sweet, comforting dessert that's pretty popular in a lot of places.
So will it still have the texture of the pearls, or are they completely dissolved in it? Like, is it smooth or is it lumpy or bumpy?
It usually keeps a bit of that pearl texture. So you get these tiny, soft, chewy pearls in the pudding. It's not completely smooth, but that's part of its charm. It gives it a unique texture that a lot of people really enjoy.
Ugh, no. I don't see, it's that texture that I don't, it's one of those textures I don't like. I don't like that tapioca gummy kind of chewy mochi. Like, I don't like that texture for whatever reason. So I probably wouldn't like that, just like I don't like gummy worms, and I don't drink boba tea because I don't like the little beads in there. And I know that's what a lot of people like, and I do not like them at all. Well, I was talking about the weekend, and I'm probably going to repeat some stuff, but just to kind of go back to the weekend, on Saturday, I was just home alone most of the day because Mark had this whole dual citizenship thing. And so he drove there. Apparently it was very rainy all day long, so he was driving in the rain, and I hate driving in the rain, so I'm glad I was home. But he drives in the rain the whole way there, like 3.5 hours there, and he gets there and there's this long line. Well, you know, they had said, oh, you need to sign up on the website. But then when he messaged them on their Facebook group, they're like, oh, you should, even if you don't get a slot, you should come anyway, because we try to get everyone in. They do these outreaches because there are not Filipino embassies everywhere. And so they go to the capital cities of states that they don't have a presence in once a month or something like that. So all the people from around the area will go and try to get their stuff taken care of. So Mark wanted to get his dual citizenship because, again, I talked about it. For some reason, the U.S. makes people give up their citizenship when they become a citizen of the U.S. So then you have to go back to your original country and say, hey, I'd now like my citizenship back, please. And so he waited in line. I think he was waiting. He got there around noon or 12:30, and he was there until 8 o'clock. Now, he did two things. He did his dual citizenship. So he had to take the oath or whatever and sign something. And I don't know what all they have to do. Prove that he was from the Philippines originally, all that kind of stuff. They had biometrics that he had to take for the passport. So there were several steps that he had to go through. But yeah, he was there for 7 or 8 hours. And then he turned around and came right back home. Well, I was just laying on the couch and doing nothing because I was tired. I get so tired now from trips. Trips make me really tired, and that trip to Scotland and driving and being stressed for the whole time was just a anxiety-ridden experience with my knuckles white as I'm clutching the steering wheel. So I was tired. So I think I might have went out to get food, and now I can't remember, but I feel like I had food delivered at some point. I don't know if I had both lunch and dinner delivered, but I definitely had one of them delivered. And caught up with, and just like that, we're now going back and watching Sex and the City. I loved Sex and the City, but they're doing this thing in season one where people talk directly to the camera. And I hate it. And I don't remember them doing that in all of Sex and the City. So I think they must stop that at some point. Excuse me. But it's really annoying me, is what I'm saying. So anyway, I did that. I was going to try to cook those Parker House rolls from that restaurant that we went to in Scotland. Couldn't be bothered. And then on Sunday, got up, mowed the lawn, and Mark did his run, I think, and then we went and had restaurant of the week. We went to a Thai place that we had been to before, and I had the chicken satay and noodles. It was too much food, and then the chicken was kind of dry. The sauce was good, but any sauce with peanut butter is good, right? So I don't know. And then came home, and we just kind of, I don't remember what I did in the, I know that I did, I edited the mix, which I forgot to tell Daniel was there. So I'll have to do that now. and then I recorded Geeky Gay, and I think we went to Freddy's for dinner because I wanted Freddy's, because I was trying to go back on my air quotes diet this week. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to have one more cheeseburger before I go back to my counting calories. So did that. And then on Monday, it was just a normal day. I didn't go to work because I had a bunch of stuff I needed to do. I needed to continue catching up, but I also had to create all of my objectives and key results for Q3. I figured out what work we were going to do, but I had not crafted the actual language or the words for each of the objectives. So I got up, got my shower. I woke up super early, got up, got my shower, came upstairs to the computer. Spent like 3 hours working on that and got it done. And I was supposed to review it with my director in the afternoon, but come to find out he was traveling. So he declined that meeting. So I went over him with my program manager. Everything was good. And I'm always one of the only ones that's fully prepared when we have our planning meetings. And so I'm usually pretty good. I do get feedback sometimes, especially around metrics, because metrics is not my forte. But so sometimes I have to adjust those. And so there was a little bit of feedback because I went over them today. But it was all constructive feedback and just a couple of changes that I need to make. So I need to make those this week. And then I think we'll be pretty much ready for Q3, which is great. That means my planning is almost over. Oh, we worked out on Sunday as well. Blah. We're doing this 6-week program because Mark has convinced me to start working out again. He's like, Boyfie, when we met, you used to love to work out. Yeah, I did. No, I never loved it. Never loved it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.